Radio Bam. We'd like to join hands with the family, friends, and fans of Ryan Dunn on this final day of his life, June 20th, 2011. This episode of Radio Bam will serve as a memorial so that we may all remember Ryan as he lived and as he would have us remember him in the company of his friends and in good spirit. And with that, I give you Radio Bam's presentation of Ryan Dunn's memorial episode, The Best of Ryan Dunn. We love you, Ryan, and we'll always remember you, and your spirit will live eternally through all of us.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Dunn just spilled. Oh,
I'll be,
shit.
I'll be good. Dunn.
Ryan, yeah, Dunn. We have Sig here, we have production, Shit Goose, Mohawk, and a very special guest, Ryan Matthew Dunn.
Yeah.
You know my middle name?
Shit, where have you been?
Your middle name's Matthew?
I've been playing lacrosse.
You've been in Cleveland dealing with tickets.
Not just tickets. I was in Cleveland dealing with somebody towing my car for no damn reason. So they towed my car for being parked in a handicap zone at 3:30 in the morning and then kept it for 2 weeks only to apologize to me 2 weeks later. And then take another couple days before they gave my car back.
So they just kept it for 2 weeks and you were just screwed. And then when you got it back, they were just like, oh, yeah, sorry about that.
The chief of police said, on behalf of the Heights Police Department.
Seminole Heights Police Department.
We apologize for the mistake and offer you this get out of jail free card. Like, those never work. It just pisses off the cop anyway. But I did, in their defense, when I did go in there the first time to get my car back, I called them all backward rednecks. So that didn't turn out good.
That's worse than forward rednecks.
What?
You know that's worse than forward rednecks.
Exactly. Forward rednecks, they're not, you know, at least...
I just played golf right with Dunn, and he played the entire game in reverse on the golf cart. People thought you were a fucking asshole.
Well, mostly because of that...
Yeah, on the golf cart, it just makes... When you're in reverse, it's like, ooh! And it, even when we were trying to golf, I'm hearing that sound. Ooh, I'm like, dude, just fucking please just drive straight.
No. Can't be done. When I start off, the worst possible scenario, everything else is a step up from there. So that's how I keep myself sane.
All right, so the main reason why Ryan Dunn is here is because
my sweet ass.
I've heard probably the greatest story ever, and I can't believe it happened so long ago, and I just heard it now. Basically, he managed to ruin his relationship with his girlfriend, completely ruin his next business career move, and ruin a boat.
I love the boat doesn't coincide with those other two things.
Let's get started. It was New Year's, and you were in South Carolina, was it?
It was North Carolina.
Because this is fucking great.
This is an old relationship?
Yeah. No, this is years ago.
This ain't current.
No. I'm still holding on to my current relationship because she has bad taste in men. But, no, this is years ago, and I was with an ex-girlfriend. And at the time, I was working as an audiovisual consultant doing, like, theaters and audio setups and stuff. And a guy was opening a new chain of entertainment centers, and he hired the company that I worked for to do the audio. So I went and did this like a couple towns from here. It was like Newtown Square or something. And I wired up his whole stereo system in his, entertainment center, arcade games and, foosball.
Man, you're good. You're going to run the show. Why don't you come down to my boathouse in North Carolina? I'll make you president of the company.
Before that happened, we agreed that he would get rid of the hiring the company to do it and just hire me to do it. So I was going to be the head of his audiovisual department for this new multi, national corporation. And I was all gung-ho and I had a boner for 3 months. So here I am, spec to do 3 more buildings in the next 2 months. And New Year's Eve is coming up. So he invites me and my girlfriend down to his new cabin that he built in North Carolina on the lake. So we get down there, New Year's Eve, the morning, and we go out on his boat. We're like jet skiing and stuff. It's cold though, so like there's a little bit of ice in the little back areas and stuff. So we went out And so I guess technically we weren't jet skiing, but other people were. But it was cold. And so that night, I ended up being introduced to moonshine. Yeah, a little thing called moonshine. And they basically took cherries and, what was it, cherries and peaches and soaked it in moonshine. You just eat them. So I was hungry, so I ate just a shit ton. And eventually got plastered. And the rest is hazy, but all I know is in the middle of the night, after the ball had dropped and everything had calmed down, I still wanted a party, and I saw a fire across the lake. We were on a lake.
Well, wait, he let you drive his boat for the first time.
That day, yeah. I already said that. We went out on his boat that day. His new boat. It was like a four winds.
And you were driving it, so...
Yeah, I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
And he had... So that night is maybe like 3 or 4 in the morning. Everybody's passed out, and I see a party across the lake, and I didn't know how to walk there. So, so I decide to go down in his boat and try and get to the other side of the lake. Even if I got to the other side of the lake, they didn't have a dock, so I would have just had to dry boat it up onto their beach. But at that point,
was this during your blackout?
Oh yeah. I don't even remember all this, but it slowly came to me over the course of the last few years.
Driving through ice.
Well, we're back in this little like
in the middle
gully.
Of the night.
There was ice that accumulated, and I figured it. We went through it earlier in the day, so I could get through it. That
and
time.
He was sleeping at this point.
Everybody was sleeping. There was light in sight except for across the lake.
Everyone's sleeping except Don.
And I can hear faintly across.
Wasn't your girl with you though?
No, she was asleep.
You
too.
Were just like alone.
And she was already annoyed,
drunk, and like, oh look. A party across the street, and I know how to drive the boat.
It wasn't across the street, it was across the lake. Across and all I could lake. Hear was like, ooh, like just like hooting and hollering, and I wanted to be in that. Apparently, I found out later on that she had already been mad at me up until that point, and that's why she wasn't with me. She was awake in the room just planning her, you know, escape from my wretched hands. And so I decided to plow through the ice with this fella's new boat. And, And I didn't make it, apparently. But I remember partying after that, so maybe I did walk around the lake. But long story short, I woke up in the morning, and I go downstairs, and I got a hell of a hangover. And his wife, my new business partner's wife, makes me a Bloody Mary and hands it to me very somberly. And it had pickled green beans in it. It was the best Bloody Mary I ever had, and I was just loving it. Mm-hmm. Just trying to recount all the fun we had the night before. So I see my new business partner sitting in his chair looking off into yonder or whatever. I don't know what he was looking at, but I was like, man, this is a great Bloody Mary party last night. And no answer.
He wouldn't even look at your face.
No, he wouldn't even turn around. So I'm like, oh, man, we made some regrets. And then after a while, I'm like, are you really that hungover? And I realize what he's looking at. The whole back of his house, it's an A-frame like cabin, was glass. And he is just dead set on staring at just the stern of his boat hanging out of the ice.
It's just the top of the boat hanging out of the water, completely sunk.
It was probably 2 feet of the boat hanging out. So the sleeping quarter, the bathroom, the engine, and all 6 seats were underneath the ice. And
you go, wow, this is a dang good Bloody Mary, isn't it?
And then when I
what are you all down in the dumps about? You still hung over something? Oh, who did that?
I, at that point, didn't know I had done it.
What kind of boat was it?
It was a Four Winds. It was like a 30-footer. It was brand
six
new.
Six-seater?
Yeah. And I'd like to assume that it wasn't broken, but I'm pretty sure the ice just tore through that whole thing. So I went upstairs and then get yelled at by my ex-girlfriend at that point, who I still had to drive all the way back to Westchester
that
with.
That must have been the suckiest ride. Was it like 20 hours?
No, it's like 12, but 12 of the worst hours ever, because she didn't even find out at that point until she went downstairs that I sank the boat, and then she hated me to begin with, and then I was a pathetic loser, just ruined my career.
Tell me what the 12-hour drive was like.
I listened to the Ramones over and over again and looked out the window, and she did the same thing. The other window.
And you didn't speak at all?
I never spoke to her again. I dropped her off at her house.
You drove 12 hours without speaking.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was terrible. And on top of that, I didn't know how to pay for the guy's poor boat, so I get back
when
home.
When you listen to the Ramones, do you get all down in the dumps?
No, I get kind of excited. Yeah, because, I mean, where would I be right now if I was still doing audiovisual work and dating that girl? She had like a wart on her face the size of a friggin' fist.
Wow.
No, she was beautiful other than that, but didn't have a great personality. She went and cheated on me with a friend of mine. That was after that, actually, so I was really pathetic. Yeah, so
wow,
so
man, this is a dang good Bloody Mary. What are you all down in the dumps? Oh, man, who did that?
I sent him a check that would have bounced for either 25 or 35 grand that I didn't have. I was just trying to reclaim my career move, and he never cashed it and never
called
me.
What did you say to him when you saw it?
I said sorry as I was walking up the stairs to get my baggage. And then
and
after
you
that,
had
I
no clue
anything.
When you woke up.
No.
What had happened?
But as I was walking away, I realized I had sank the guy's boat. But I was kind of laughing myself because I remember being at the party after that. So I didn't care enough about the boat to go and let him know. I had found my way from the ice back onto
yeah,
the shore.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Well, the ice was so thick that I must have just walked on it.
You were blacked out on moonshine riding a boat by yourself that wasn't yours through ice.
Yeah. Yep. That would be it. To You're get to a party like, full of people I don't know without a dock.
Chopping through rough ass ice, just like, woo, yeah. Fucking rocking and rolling.
I like to picture myself with a tie wrapped around my head, my shirt off, hand in the air, booze in the left hand.
By yourself.
Yeah, just having a one-man party.
Everybody's asleep. It's 2 a.m, and you decided that it was a good idea to grab your moonshine bottle, hop on somebody else's boat, and chop through ice to a party that you weren't even invited to.
But now picture me, because I was eating moonshine cherries, picture me with big red lips.
And you probably just saw, like, a fire with a few people chilling, like, all the way at the end of the lake, like, neat! A party!
Imagine if I would have made it over there, they just see a boat coming capsize on the back porch.
Just right up onto the sand.
Because I didn't know how to stop the thing if I did get going. I would just floored it up there and then tried to get a beer from Sing Kumbaya.
You probably saw more people. You probably cross-eyed that night.
Oh, it was awesome.
Dude, just picture driving, like, just from here to New Hope with after something like that happened. And, like, even that 1.5-hour drive would suck shit. You had to do it for 12. That fucking sucks.
I didn't get any roadhead on the way home. I tried. Just kept on slapping my hand away.
Man, you should have just bought her a plane ticket so you could enjoy the ride more.
I just wrecked somebody's boat. I didn't have money to buy a plane ticket.
No, it's true.
I was worried about going home and mowing lawns.
What was this?
What about when you were like
8 maybe?
What about when you had to like stop to get something to eat? Did you even like sit together?
Hell no. She didn't look at me the whole time. I don't think we've made eye contact since then.
That sucks so bad.
Well, no, I had a TV in that car, so that little crappy TV thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we just watched, you know, listen to Ramones and watched PlayStation or some crap. I don't know.
Faction pays respect to the random hero. This is a special edition of Radio BAM, a tribute to the late Ryan Dunn on Faction.
All right, so I'm in Cleveland, and I'm hanging out with a buddy of mine. He runs a place called Le Cab de Vin. It's like a wine bar, and he's respectable in the community, all right? So I'm building up to a bigger story here. And I'm telling him that he's got to become a subscriber to American Grizzly magazine, the big, hairy, you know, fat gay dudes that spread their butt cheeks and walk around boners in the magazine.
No,
they don't walk in the
it.
Magazine. Yeah. I'm a subscriber. I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
So as I was telling the story, apparently somebody there heard me telling it. So I left, and this guy comes up to my buddy Eric, and he goes, my brother is an American Grizzly guy. He's a big, fat, hairy, gay guy. And what they call you guys, skinny, hairy, gay dudes. Although I'm just honorarily gay. I've never penetrated a man, but I'm looking forward to it. And he calls us otters. So American Grizzly guys call me otter, or any other hairy, skinny guy that's potentially gay.
Goddamn, look at that otter over there.
I thought they called it twinks.
Nope, skinny, otter. Hairy guy.
Yeah, so now I got an otter tattooed on my arm that says otter for life. And it's mine has a little name tag that says, hello, my name is Eric. Now, Eric, who is a reputable person, you know, he runs a place in Cleveland and Coventry. And he now has one on his forearm. No other tattoos on his arm. He's got the same size, same place. And his says, hello, my name is Ryan.
Go to BamMargera.com and you'll see a picture of Dunn's otter tattoo.
It's pretty glorious.
What about the other one that where you covered up and it looks like the dick?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's this one. Yeah. That's my bad idea tattoo. Yeah, that's my
photo of that. That's
basically,
hilarious.
That's after what, like the third car got vandalized before I moved.
The best part was you didn't even know that was going on.
I helped draw it. It wasn't planned. It's just gay tendencies in me.
Now,
and
it's up
actually,
cover up the
it's an upside down horseshoe. And it says
a spade, a 13. It says unlucky, and then there's a cat's head. All
and,
unlucky
and
things.
And the cat's head's mouth is open,
but
and it looks
thing,
like a full blown penis.
But do you know how
a
I
little,
found out?
A little penis.
Do you know how I found out it looks like a penis? I was wearing a 3/4 length shirt, and this is when Donnie and I just met. And Colleen didn't even know me at the time. She looks over and she's like, ew, is that a dick on your arm? I was like, no, yes. Oh, my God. And Doug, the guy who tattooed me, was standing right there. I'm like, you prick. And then after that, he tattooed two more dicks on people without knowing it. So that guy wants it in the butt.
Fact.
Fact. And he is adorable. Just give me the nod. I'm drinking.
Tonight, our hearts are in Westchester, Pennsylvania. You're listening to a special edition of Radio BAM featuring some of our favorite moments with the late Ryan Dunn on Faction.
How many people are near your butthole that you need to bleach it?
Porno stars.
At that point, change your day-to-day routine. Don't bleach your butthole.
I bet you Gina Lynn bleaches her butt.
I'm sure she does.
Like, with, I mean, straight bleach, regular old
no, they have like you know, like the hair stuff to bleach your hair. It's like that paste.
Yeah,
they put that on your butthole to get rid of the redness of your butthole.
It's butt bleach.
It's butt,
yeah,
bleach.
Butt bleach. Yeah. Now I understand if you're a porn star, that's just investment in your career. But I'm sure there's other people doing it that are just whores.
Well, if you're a thug porno star, they use bleach.
That's your funny for the year. You're done. You can be quiet now. It's awesome. You get
homo,
one funny.
Homo thugs.
Bleach. Man, this bitch had bleach. Man, I poked it. Bruised up her guts. Done deal.
So done.
Oh, I'm loving the.
That was some honky tonk shit.
Yeah, I love honky tonk.
Why are you so into honky tonk?
Because I'm from Ohio.
Dunn loves honky tonk.
I like David Allan Coe, Merle Haggard, you know, the whole run.
Oh, people call you a racist.
That's just
then.
A racist motherfucking dude.
David Allan Coe's got a black guy in his band, so yeah, he made racist stuff in prison, but...
That's to get away with it.
He's a racist motherfucker. You kidding me?
Go to Ohio. Everybody's racist there. It's practically the South.
I remember back in the day, his kid would...
Are you voting for Barack? Fan.
Oh, no, yeah. Tyler Coe.
Barack.
Yeah. He's super cool.
Yeah. Are you voting for Barack?
I don't vote.
Dunn, what kind of music are you listening to on your...
My vote wouldn't even matter because I don't pay attention.
Yeah. I would skew in the wrong direction.
I'll be like, that guy looks pretty cool, I guess.
It's all about the looks.
And marijuana.
I just want somebody who can speak well. Because really, they don't make decisions. They just speak well.
Every vote matters.
Yeah, but I would make the wrong vote.
Rock the vote.
I would rock the wrong vote.
Yeah, exactly.
If somebody would win... weed,
the bad guy would win because of my vote, so I'll just leave it to the smart people.
At the request of his closest family and friends, tonight's Radio BAM features Ryan Dunn, one of the funniest people we ever had the pleasure to know. This is a tribute to the late Ryan Dunn on Faction.
First of all, Dunn and I just got back from England for a Spike TV show, and... God damn, man. It's this thing called the tough guy competition, and I honestly don't know why anyone would ever, A, do it, but B, pay to fucking do it.
It's basically a grouping of the worst possible things you could do. They threw them all together in one day, and people paid to do it.
How much is it?
Oh, it's expensive.
Wait, $600 for 4 hours of pure torture and agony? Where the fuck do I sign up?
Why don't
I just, that's what it is.
Why don't I just kick myself in the face, give myself AIDS, and I'll call it a Sunday? I'll call it quits there.
If I wasn't filming it for a TV show, like, if I was just doing it just to do it, I would never. Like, I need to have that shit on film if I was even going
to
do it.
So what kind of shit are you expected to do with this?
All right, first
expected,
of all...
it was done. It is finished. I don't like that expected thing, because I don't want to go the hell back. And I didn't even do anything. I ran 13 feet and said, no, thank you.
Wait, you quit?
Oh, hell yeah.
We flew him first class to goddamn England just for him to show up and be like, yeah, literally not even 1 minute of running. Yep, I quit.
When he says we, he means somebody flew me first class. It's probably bummed that I didn't. Well,
No, because me and Tim O'Connor did it, and it's not really about, honestly, the actual competition will probably be 5 minutes out of the show.
Who wants to watch three guys just run for 3 hours? So
well, that's
I took it upon myself to add comedy to the show, you see? And I quit and proceeded to heckle them the whole way. They didn't even remember seeing me. There was like a fire pit you had to jump over top of, and
so
I grabbed a hot dog
to
cook
it.
So here you go. So keep in mind, it's fucking February in England, North England, which is...
It's freezing.
So it's a goddamn...
Wolverhampton, right?
Wolverhampton. Yeah. It's snowing. It's right by Birmingham. But it's 6 mile run through like mud and shit like that. And So once you're done the 6 mile run, which takes forever, then you start doing this shit where you have to run through an icy moat pit. Like, it was frozen, so we had to break through the ice to go through it. Oh, so, like, man. Yeah, and not once, 40 times. And you're up to your neck. It sucked. And then you have to dunk your head through these, the logs.
Yeah, yeah. There's...
4 times. And, like, it's so fucking cold that, like, I honestly didn't know who I was or what was going on after the 4th one. I got out and somebody put tinfoil on me because I was, like, getting hypothermia.
So they had medics there? Just
oh, yeah, everywhere, like everywhere.
So there was heart stop?
They said, I don't know if I believe them, but they said there was a medic. There was one medic for every contestant.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. They were all over the place.
So then you run through a field of fire that lasts, like... Yeah, field of fire. But
that's logical.
I was kind of looking forward to it after that because I'm like freezing cold. So I'm like, I'll run through this fire all day long. Like, I probably won't even feel it because I'm so cold. My legs are numb. Jeez. So then you have to climb up these crazy wood contraptions that are probably like 40 feet tall. And then you have to climb down and then climb back up, climb down.
In between those crazy wooden contraptions is a bunch of electrified tentacles hanging down. So you get electrified. Between that.
And you're wet, so it hurts even worse.
Dude, I'm with Dunn. I probably would have quit in the first fucking 10 seconds.
I have no pride. I was out of there.
I wouldn't have been able to do any of that.
So you think you're going to win this tough guy thing? Hell no, look at me. I just want to get through the fucking thing.
They're like, you're going to run through all this. I was like, unless I'm running through all that to get to a bar, like the last bar on Earth, then
Before Armageddon.
Maybe if you put a bar at the end, or if a big, large thing was chasing me, then possibly, but I'm not doing it for pride.
But honestly, there's like buff ass like marine dudes who like carry like an extra 30 pound backpack just to like train, and they're all like, fucking hey, let's do this, you know. It's like like, what are you
way
thinking?
Too much testosterone going on.
What else?
Do you get anything if you win this?
Self-satisfaction and an attaboy sticker.
Fuck that.
Like, you don't win anything. You win a tiny, like, a little medal. Was it even made of gold?
Hell no, it wasn't made of gold, and I stole one. I have one in my bag right now. You didn't have to finish that shit to get one.
See you guys
stole
at the
one.
Hell yeah!
I'll see you guys at the pub. I already got my.
I did at the end when he got to the end of the race. I was smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer with a medal around my neck.
Yeah, you actually when we were at the pit of fire, you were sitting there grilling a hot dog over the fire, and he's like, "Hey," and I said something, and you're like, "Do you even remember seeing me at the pit of?" I'm like, "Not at all."
He's
like, "We talked and made eye contact." I'm like, "Dude, I was so out of it, I don't."
Do you remember when I ran up next to you with the coffee?
Yeah, I splashed it in my face.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
He's like, hey, do you want any coffee? I'm like, fuck yeah. And then I just keep going.
But he told me that you were running by and some fan said something like, hey, bam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I come out of the freezing cold water, like, so fucking fed up and over it.
Hey, Bam, can I get an autograph? No. Bam, Bam, Bam.
Hey, Bam, can I have an autograph, please? Huh? Fuck you. Like,
just run.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Fuck you. What?
It was more like, fuck you.
Not to mention, we had to stay in, like, a tent for one night in this cold-ass weather. And we were sitting by the fire and stuff like that. And the night before, I put a tarantula in Dunn's beer. You know, in order for him to get me back, which was 10 times worse, I go into this tent where there's no light, so I can't see anything. So I just kind of... I put my head on this thing, which I think is a pillow, and then it starts to move.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And I, like, break the whole tent, dive out, smack my face on the ground, and then Dunn goes in, and out comes a fucking python.
It was a 10-foot ball python.
And I fucking hate snakes.
That's
so
right.
Like,
you hate snakes, dude.
That thing had a head like a football. That thing was awesome.
What happened to him?
What happened to who?
Dead?
No, the snake?
Yeah.
Hell no. I'd kill my buddies before I killed that snake. No, the spider's still alive, too.
You didn't drink him?
No. I mean, you couldn't fit him in my mouth. That thing was like a foot long. That spider was huge.
You know how itchy from? They got them itchy little, they flick hairs at you and make you...
No, that spider was awesome.
Yeah, they're cool.
What?
What?
Oh, that tarantula, yeah.
He was cool. And I was cool. Shit tossing. I was wearing my underwear.
Let me get a pet tarantula because
I don't want one as a pet.
Because we'll be friends.
So you couldn't see anything.
So you can be friends with a dog or a cat, but like, come on, if a tarantula doesn't give a shit about you, and like, it never will.
If you turned on, a light, if you had like a flashlight in the tent and you saw that you were sleeping on a python, what would happen? What would happen?
You exactly what did happen? Yeah. He tore that tent to pieces.
Because I couldn't get out. Like, I couldn't find the zipper, and I wanted to get out of there as soon as I can. So I'm, like, stabbing through the mesh, like, ripping the whole thing to fucking shreds. And then as soon as I get out, my foot gets caught on the thing, and I smack my face on the cold fucking snowy ground.
He liked you.
Yeah.
And the worst part is you got to react to the snake. I didn't get to react to the spider too bad because I was shit-tossed. I barely remember the tarantula.
Faction pays respect to the random hero. This is a special edition of Radio Bam, a tribute to the late Ryan Dunn on Faction.
So after a bunch of Crown Royale, we decided to go to the London Bridge and jump off of it into the Thames River. And it's a blizzard and it's midnight. And, like, I'd say 9 other people did it with us.
Oh, you went down there with everybody. I should have.
Yeah, he said he wasn't going to do it. And then I'm getting ready. I'm, like, introing it. I'm like, all right, so here we go. We're all going to jump into this fucking river, and it's going to suck. And then Dunn, and I'm like, yeah, I said we're preparing to. And then Dunn just comes out in his undies, and he's just like, I'm not preparing for anything. I'm drunk. And then he holds his nose and jumps in before everybody else does.
I did a cannonball.
A cannonball.
A cannonball.
Please tell me you guys filmed this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, it'll be on the Spike show. It's called Bam's World Domination. Oh, yeah. And then when as soon as we get off the plane, I go, so here we are in London. Boom, I just get nailed by a taxi. And then I got hit by a double-decker bus.
You didn't get hit.
I hit the
double-decker bus.
The double-decker bus comes up to, like, let people on and off, and I just run full speed at the driver, and he's like, what is this dude doing? I just go kunk right on the window and just fall to the ground. My glasses go flying, my boot goes flying.
Dude, there was an old woman standing there that had no idea what was happening. Her world turned around. She was confused for a good, like, 5 minutes. She's just like,
what? What in the devil's going on?
Oh, she was blown away. Yeah, you really cross-threaded that old lady.
And the driver was just so fucking confused. He probably never seen anything like it. Like, because you see me coming from far, and I'm just running full speed at him, making eye contact, and then once I get there, kunk, and I fall.
Like, bloody Yankees.
Then, Dooner had to go up and see if he would sign a release form to be on it, and the dude's like, fucking get the fuck out of my face. Like, no, I'm not gonna sign this. Like, you just ran right into my bus and confused the shit out of me. Like, I'm not signing anything.
How long were you guys there for?
Like a week, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, it was like 8 days.
I've had some serious blackout moments all throughout England. All throughout the world, but yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely England.
I've been to England about 10 times. I remember 2 of them.
Right.
You French kissed me too.
Oh, stop complaining.
No, you have that fuzzy ass 3-sided dick toss to me.
You liked it.
You got a womb broom.
Yeah.
Well, we're going from town to town, and we happen to go, there's a big sign that says Bychester. I'm like, we're in fucking Bychester? Let's do an intro. So I'm like, so here we are in Bychester, that Dunn just grabs me and starts making out with me. I'm like, ew! Then we pass a town called Gaydon, and I'm like, so here we are in Gaydon. Don't you dare do that again.
How's the weather putting chapstick on?
Preparing.
Getting all fluffed.
Tonight, our hearts are in Westchester, Pennsylvania. You're listening to a special edition of Radio Bam featuring some of our favorite moments with the late Ryan Dunn on Faction.
How wasted was I on the flight?
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, yeah. I got to hear this.
You can talk about that.
All right.
I'm literally still worn out from it. I'm mentally worn out from our flight from London to here.
Let me just say that it's Virgin Airlines, which is pretty much the greatest airline I've ever been on.
Yeah,
and
especially if you fly overseas.
In first class, there's a fucking bar that you can just sit at the whole time. You don't even have to be in your seat. So, like, of course, I'm like, well, fucking A, right? Give me 12 red wines, you know? So, then... after that, like, I'm already blacked out, and, like, some Iranian chick comes up, and she's just like, I saw her, like, take some. I'm like, what did you just take? She's like, oh, I took a sleeping pill. I'm like, well, give me one. So then I take it, and then all that red wine kicks in, dude, I fall asleep at the bar in the aisle.
And
my shirt was like off too, like it was like hanging up because I had this like button down thing, so it was like off. And the stewardesses were all picking me up, five of them, trying to get me to my bed, and like it just wasn't happening at all. And
so they keep on looking at me like I'm the solution to the problem.
Yes.
I am hiding in my little area. There's like a little cubby where they have like beds on there. I'm like hiding in there, got my fucking hoodie on and headphones on, just trying to disassociate myself from the whole situation. But sure enough, they'd come over. Excuse me, can you help us? I'm like, God damn it. All right. Yeah, I'm going to help you, but it's not going to end. So I think we should all just deal with the fact that he's sleeping in the hallway. That's it. He's going to go back there. So, yes, I'll pick him up. So I pick him up, put him in the bed. Lay back down. I'm like counting down. 3, 2, 1. Boom. Of course, he's back in the hallway. They come back up to me. Hey, can you help me? I'm like, oh, really? Are you going to go back and eat the electrified cheese again? You're that mouse. All right, let's do this. And we get back up and
then
do it
again. Said that I have to piss. I'm like, dude, I got to piss. And the stewards are like, oh, God, we just got him here. But, you know, it's better than him pissing the bed, you know? So they take me to the bathroom, and I'm in there for like, I fell asleep in there.
Oh, yeah.
A full-blown fell asleep in the bathroom.
The door.
Yeah, and then finally...
No, the door was unlocked. They had one stewardess standing in front of it to keep people from going in there.
Yeah.
Wait, so they just let you sleep at home?
Well, it must have been like 20 minutes, you know. They probably just... But, like, when they opened up the door, because I wasn't responding, so, like, I was just sitting there sleeping, like...
Pants down.
Dude, I've never been that out of it at all. Like, when I woke up, Dunn told me what happened. I kind of remember in and out what happened, but like, you know, I just said to the stewardess, I was like, dude, I apologize. Like, that chick over there gave me a sleeping draw. I didn't know what it was. I didn't ask any questions, but it kicked my fucking ass. Like,
yeah, dude.
There's like the older ladies sleeping on the plane. Like, they've been asleep for like 5 hours, and he's going up rubbing their faces.
Yeah, I was rubbing the faces of people in first class sleeping, and I'm just like rubbing
just
their
walking
face
up to him. And imagine waking up with his face like 2 inches from your face. I can't, like, I was waiting for the explosion to happen, like somebody punch him or scream.
Like,
or,
I would have cared.
No, like, it's not you that cares. You wouldn't even fucking know, and it's everybody else on the plane. It has nothing to do with you at that point.
Yo, man, I'm gonna fucking punch you. Dude, I've just been around the fucking ringer, dude. Oh, you're gonna punch me? Ow.
I wasn't worried about you being punched. I was worried about the puncher. Like, that would be the reaction. You know, like, everybody else has to deal with it. Nobody was concerned with your well-being. They were concerned with getting the fucking plane on the ground and getting home.
So after the plane landed, everything was cool? They accepted your apology? Nothing?
No, half of them did. There was two of them that actually said to me, they're like, if I ever see you guys on one of our flights, I'm not going to be the stewardess.
So how long is this flight?
11 hours.
11 hours.
Yeah, 11 hours of this.
At the request of his closest family and friends, tonight's Radio Bam features Ryan Dunn, one of the funniest people we ever had the pleasure to know. This is a tribute to the late Ryan Dunn on Faction.
All right, there's a gay guy at the thing, at the sex show, and he was jacking off in the mirror.
What?
No,
yeah.
No.
Getting ready to go on stage.
No, not at all.
All right, you tell me the story.
Even close
because
to
him. I barely even saw what happened. So,
dude,
go ahead.
We walk off stage after saying hi to all the horny people, and then we come off stage, and you guys start going for the VIP area, and this guy blocks me and starts talking to me, like leaning on my shoulder really close. Because
with a hard on.
Will you stop? I'm telling the story. He didn't have a hard on. I didn't even notice that his pants were down. He leans on my shoulder, starts talking to me like, la, 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 la. Then I realize that he's beating on my leg, and I look down. He's got a softie, and he's just flicking it around, picking at it. And I'm screaming at you guys to come back and get me because he won't let me dodge around his beanbag. So then I finally get away from him, catch up with you guys. And after that, we go into the VIP area. This guy goes on stage for some reason, jerks off his flaccid dick, comes back into the VIP area, and keeps on following me, so I'm doing figure eights for the next 8 hours trying to get away from this guy, and he tells everybody that I'm trying to get away from him because I don't have a good sense of humor. Like, apparently this was the funniest thing in the world to him. Yeah, maybe for 3 seconds it's funny, but
you know
after
what his
a while,
job title was? You know what his job title there
he
was?
He checked the pole after each dance. Like, he'd go up and flick it, make sure it's still all right.
No, he was there to wash it.
He didn't wash it. He put his gross fucking dick on it. Oh, God, I hated it.
He was following you around all night with his dick in his hands.
And then the Mohawk guy started following me around too. He was trying to get into
it. Red Mohawk?
No, he had a blonde Mohawk.
Thank God for that.
But we figured out that I guess the beard is what it's like a bug light for gay dudes.
Guys love Brian Dunn.
Could be the otter for life.
He's
otter
for life.
They don't even, know what the otter thing means. I asked them over there. And how can you read that? You know,
I know. It's like a totem pole.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take any attention that comes my way. I will, but I'm not going to let some dude bang his dick on my thigh. Jesus Christ. It got pretty old pretty fast. Thank you, Franz, for bringing me to a fucking sex party with horny people.
My pleasure.
Faction pays respect to the random hero. This is a special edition of Radio Bam, a tribute to the late Ryan Dunn on Faction.
Dunn has his neighbor kid. And he just feels free to just open up the door and come in whenever he feels like it.
He's a little kid, you know, but like really young. Yeah. And he just runs up on the back porch. I'm sitting there watching TV, and all I hear is, I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Upstairs or downstairs?
I was downstairs in the living room downstairs.
And he came in the front door?
No, he came in the sliding glass door in the back, and he just
knows the code.
No, the sliding glass door.
Okay.
And I had it open because I was just sitting there. It was unlocked. And he comes running. He's like, hey, Ryan. Grabs a bag of Skittles, opens them up. They fly everywhere. They're scattering everywhere on the hardwood floors. He finds one that managed to land into his hand. Chews that. Runs past me. He's got chocolate on his mouth. Flies past. Runs upstairs. There's guitar on the wall. He just runs past that. Ring. I hear doors slamming. The TV turns on. The cat goes, meow. And then I hear down the steps, into the master bedroom, into the bathroom, in the master bedroom. Then I hear Angie go, ah! She's in there naked.
Wait.
Then the cat comes flying past me again.
Then he looks at a picture on the wall and he goes, neat!
And then runs right past me and out the door again.
Dude, that kid needs some fucking Ritalin or Adderall or something.
Oh, no, I think it's Adderall.
He needs the opposite.
This is the same kid who cruises past the house on his bike and he's like, hey, right! And just gets off and the bike is still going down the street. I'm not even kidding. I don't know how he does it. He's like a gymnast.
Wrecks into a car.
Yeah, he just goes flying down the street. He's always got a helmet
on. And then he just jumps off his bike. He goes ghost riding right into a fucking car.
He does. But it didn't hit a car, but it went all the way down to the cul-de-sac.
Did you tell him to calm down?
No, I think it's hysterical.
You like it?
I like the fact that he wears a helmet when there's no bike in it. In the remote vicinity at all. He just wears a helmet. And he's got chocolate on his face.
That's what we would call a little touched.
He's awesome. But I always hear him running through the backyard, coming up the back steps onto the back porch.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's probably 8, 9.
You just have to deal with that.
What am I going to do, spank him? I don't give a shit. It's not my kid.
Well, he can't just open up the door and come on in.
Apparently he can. I've seen him do it.
Yeah, but do you get a little mad or you just laugh?
I don't get mad. Angie gets mad because the kid
does
runs.
Does he go in the basement and play with that bowling set?
With the bowling set? Yeah, he actually goes down there and plays, you know, the arcade games and stuff. He usually just turns them all on, hits one button, makes some noise, and then leaves. So then I got to go down there and turn everything back off. He's awesome.
Tonight, our hearts are in Westchester, Pennsylvania. You're listening to a special edition of Radio Bam featuring some of our favorite moments with the late Ryan Dunn on Faction.
I won't go there because they don't have racquetball, and I plan on taking it up someday.
Do you play the ball?
No, I'm thinking about eventually at one point in my life playing racquetball. So why join a gym if they don't have racquetball ready for me?
I used to work at a racquetball gym.
Well, that and I'm a raging alcoholic and overall lazy, but
that works well.
Ew.
Nice.
No.
Not you.
That's
just production?
You know I'm just joking.
Not you.
I don't.
Jam session.
You know, I'll dabble in the juice if the time is right. You know, I'm a social drinker. If there's something to celebrate about, I'll
drink a bottle of Crown Royal every night at the Note. It's something to celebrate. Ladies and gentlemen,
and
if you
want to
see Ryan Dunn at the Note, just come on by because he drinks a bottle of Crown Royal every night.
What's the website to the Note?
Not every night.
Almost.
The Note,
every night I'm there, I drink a bottle.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But I take a day or two off every month.
Yeah, me too.
A day?
Not today, though.
Huh. I'll take a day off. Like, every 2 weeks, I'll take a day off to rest the liver.
But if you're hungover, you're just like, fuck it, drink.
I had to jog 3 miles today and then do a bunch of sit-ups and push-ups and burpees, and I barfed.
At the end of the jog, was there a bar there?
I wish.
Not running anywhere unless there's booze waiting for me.
We can do that.
That's an
Irish. We're doing
statement.
It again tomorrow at 3 if you want to stop by.
I got 7 cars. I'm not running anywhere.
You want to stop by?
At the request of his closest family and friends, tonight's Radio Bam features Ryan Dunn, one of the funniest people we ever had the pleasure to know. This is a tribute to the late Ryan Dunn on Faction.
Speaking of what you're doing, what are you sticking up your butt for this movie? A Tonka truck?
No. Luckily, I passed that torch on to somebody else. You'll see.
Uh-oh.
I gave up that job. My butt has taken a beating over the years. I'm giving it a little rest. It's on vacation.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Who was that dude that came out of your room last night? Well, I'm talking about for film. Something happened behind my door is my business.
Bam, I hope you're not being a complete jerk.
What do you expect them to do, come down here? We're going to sit down and have a caviar dinner and, like, chill out? We got to be...
Yeah, because that would be totally different.
We're filming Jackass 2.
I know. You don't have to remind me what you're doing.
Hey, remember how you said, should I be scared when, we film Jackass over in Pennsylvania?
Who? Should I be scared?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
No, you kept asking me that, and I say, I don't know. Well, right. We just had a meeting about the things that we're going to do to you guys, and you should definitely be frightened.
Oh, man. Bam, please. I'm too old for this. I can't do this.
Is it hurtful?
Like, I know. I don't even want to know because it's like the worst thing. It's the worst agony. I'm like, it's worse than surgery. It's worse than planning surgery. It's worse than anything I ever had to do. Like,
if it makes you feel better, when we were writing the ideas, we are hammered. Does that make you feel better?
Come on, you guys. Like, you got to give me a break.
The only pointer I could give you is stop buying nice shit for your house. Just
what?
The whole house and car.
No, Bam. Listen, I cannot. I physically cannot do that again. I can't. No, you guys can't do anything.
She'll stand in front of the wrecking ball again.
No, please, please. Anything but that. I can't do it.
You know what it's going to take for me not to do all that stuff?
No, what?
If you kill yourself,
I might
then I can't do it.
I'm going to lift more weights and kick ass if it comes to that.
Let me just tell you this. Both of you should just wrap yourself in bubble paper and just wait.
Hey, I'm going to be 50. Seriously, I can't do this.
On Sirius Radio, too.
What are you talking about?
What does
that
mean? On pills or something?
Are you all right?
I just like to make them quick little jokes that nobody gets but me.
Yeah,
I hurt my ass off.
Nobody's getting it.
I don't even know if you get it, Phil.
I do get it. I laugh my ass off all day.
The poor cat didn't even get it.
Phil, you still got them thingies rubbed behind your ear with you?
Yeah, he's got one right in his hand right now. Look. Casey, ear thing. Ew, what is that?
It's his little ear thing.
A little ear thing.
So, John, when you went to take that shit in the lobby bathroom, what did that dude, Tyrone, what was it? Dude, this is the fucking funniest thing ever.
I'm sitting in the bathroom, and all of a sudden I hear somebody, there's like 3 stalls, and there's somebody in the stall next, somebody sitting in the stall next to me, and then I'm in the stall at the end, and then I hear somebody come in, and he's like, yo, Tyrone. The guy next to me is, what?
You taking a shit, dog?
Yeah.
This
is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard in my life. They were trying to, like, talk cool about shitting.
Yo, Tyrone.
What?
You taking a shit, dog?
Yeah.
I
couldn't poop after that. It climbed back up.
Oh, my God.
He had a foot of turd hanging out of his ass, and it went right back up.
Yeah, I got stage fright because I was laughing so hard.
Faction pays respect to the random hero. This is a special edition of Radio Bam, a tribute to the late Ryan Dunn on Faction.
From all the traveling I'm doing, I realize the cum in Florida really goes through me. It gives me a sour stomach down here, to be honest.
I don't even want to talk about yesterday. I realize that whiskey makes me, basically poop fire the next day.
What does?
Whiskey.
Whiskey?
Yeah.
It makes me have sex with ugly women and fight people.
You are so lucky that you're with Angie because she is gorgeous.
I know.
I can't even believe she puts up with you.
Smart.
I can't even believe she puts up with you because she is like the supermodel.
Yeah,
she is gorgeous.
I questioned her eyesight and her ears
Yeah, I mean, like, what? I'm wondering, like, are you paying her to stay?
absolutely, yes. Have you seen her wake up and go to work?
I know, man. You must be writing her checks, man, because every time I hang out with Dunn, he's always coming out of the bathroom for the second time. I'm like, what are you doing in there? He's like, I just had to wipe.
Like,
he has
oh my God.
His butt is so mopped up that he just has to wipe throughout the day.
Even right after I get out of the shower, I have a rusty undercarriage.
Undercarriage?
No, I just went in to wipe.
Oh, my God. And hey, Bam.
And I'll tell you what, man. This is such a primitive idea, and I want everybody to change it right now. You can't physically wipe poop off a butt with toilet paper. It's paper, for Christ's sakes. There's going to be poop left. So you just always have to use baby wipes. There has to be a moist towelette, aloe vera involved for a follow-up wipe, because crap does not get pulled off an ass with paper. It doesn't.
Yuck, Don, yuck.
I've been thanks walking around my
cheeks. Yeah, thanks for sharing, you two-year-old.
I've been walking around my cheeks stuck together since two.
Hey, after these 40 minutes of me talking to you, I think that you deserve an award.
Yeah, I do.
The award is for tripping over everybody's lines.
How did you end up in the... What is it? The Delano?
Well, Bon Jovi's showing up to have some drinks, so...
Well, great.
Yeah, so I got... I went to a hotel that was close by his, so I didn't have to fucking have some jackass PA drive me around all damn night.
And then I went there because the hotel I was staying in couldn't figure out how to turn their electric on.
Oh, his fucking power went out. He
oh, I was drunk as
like,
shit.
He had like three piled up shits in there, and he couldn't even flush them.
Oh, but I came home at about 5:30 in the morning the other day, just drunk as shit, and I had to have one of the plumbers walk me through like the plumbing entrance at the back of the hotel. It took me an hour and a half to get to my room. It was the worst.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? I just came to this conclusion that you guys have serious bathroom problems. Remember when we were in Long Island and I just found that bag that I had downstairs that somebody left? Remember Rab went in there and did something in the toilet and it said too many tickets in the toilet? And then she drew a funny face on that bag.
A grunting
face.
Oh,
yeah. I laughed for hours about
Classic.
That. And I still have it. I still have that bag.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, I go to the bathroom all the time because when you put that much beer in you, it's got to come out one way or another.
You know what? You guys make it sound like, wow, guess what we're drinking? Like, no doy.
No, of course. Anybody who knows me knows chances are, unless you catch me between the time I get out of bed and the time I walk out the door, I am drunk.
Tonight, our hearts are in Westchester, Pennsylvania. You're listening to a special edition of Radio Bam featuring some of our favorite moments with the late Ryan Dunn. On Faction.
We've been making these 7 a.m. Call times, which, like, kick your ass after 4 days, because I usually wake up at 12, you know? So me and Don show up all hungover on whiskey, and we decided it's a good idea to call 911 on Aaron, because I'm like 911, I'm like... there's this guy here, you know, and he's like a crazed super fan, and he won't leave, and he keeps talking, like, to all the cast members, and we simply just can't take it anymore. We want a restraining order. So, you know, they're on the way, a helicopter flies by on the set, and then, you know, Tremaine's just like, dude, did you really call 911? I'm like, fucking A, right, I did. They're on the way. And then he's like, you got to cancel it right now. So then I simply did cancel it. So I know it won't be in the movie. But, right. Like, that's just the type of, like, bonkers shit that we're going for.
Fuck yeah, dude. Cannot wait to see the completed product.
In
3D. Mind you. That's going to be sick.
Well, shit, I think it's time to go. So, Dunn, why don't you... give this last why don't you play a song?
None of your fans want to listen to what I listen to. What do you want me to play?
Well, alright, play your favorite Waylon Jennings song.
Any of them? No, they don't want to listen to that shit. Play the new Company Band.
Alright, let's do Zombie Barricades, and we're signing off. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Later.
Funniest time of my life. I had we had a random town druggie at this bar that I hang out in Westchester called Rex's. He came in one night and he was trying to get, you know, beer for free. We wouldn't give it to him. So finally the owner of the bar said, "All right, I'll give you a beer if you get on top of the bar and dance a shim sham." So he's on top of the bar dancing a shim sham. Meanwhile, I'm watching him. The owner turns up the fan, which is only inches away from his head, and starts getting faster. I'm dying laughing. All this is going on right after Johnny Cash died, and there was another person in the bar who was freaking out because we weren't showing our respects to Johnny Cash. So he went over, punched out the jukebox, got blood all over the place, and now he's mad. We're still laughing. Then the random drug guy came down off the bar and started doing the shim sham and the broken glass, and for some reason that was the funniest time of my entire life. Because it was just chaos, and that's the epitome of my life. So that's the bar I usually sleep in, face down in a puddle of piss and vomit. It just makes everything else in life look that much better. You know, you go hang out with, you know, doing jackass type things. Putting a car on my ass is actually a step up from my normal life.
On Monday, June 20th, we lost a great friend and very funny entertainer. Ryan Dunn.
I don't know what a razor feels like.
Apparently you don't know what toilet paper feels like.
I don't.
I know you'll find your own way when I'm out with you tonight.
Faction takes this moment to pay tribute to a man who was immensely funny, incredibly talented, and deeply loved.
Fucking
from all of your fans and friends, rest in peace, Ryan.